It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B, here's an area of concern, okay? Mm-hmm. We've known about the Johnny Newton situation, and there's a level of comfort there because it's a young player that they're really just trying to take care of in advance of what they hope is a long career,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Johnny Newton was limited at practice yesterday. Now that they actually have to list it out, they've been telling us like soft tissue and these guys operate like a hockey team. They want to give as little information as possible about these injuries.
Very smart.
But now the injury report dictates that you got to list it, and because of gambling and everything, now these teams get fined if they mess with it too much. So you get some actual information. So Johnny Newton is on the injury report with a foot.
Okay.
Like, foot was the problem in college. Then he had another procedure once he was drafted. Like, the foot is on. This is now documented.
They say he's on for a foot. What did they list him as? Probable, whatever? Because you can still
list that. They got rid of probable. Huh? Probable no longer
exists.
So
what do they have left? Because they don't have to be 100% honest on those things.
He was limited.
So we go limited, we can go full participant. That's just limited and full participant, that's all they say?
And DNP. DNP.
So those are easy. What if he were to go full?
Basically, that means you're not going in team drills.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that's
would
more
know?
Or less what it means.
Who would know, because they make y'all leave. They make the media leave before they go into practice, don't they?
That's correct, but the league has really cracked down, and these teams get fined on this stuff now. So could they do that? Sure. Listen, Dan Quinn told us with Johnny Newton, like, there's no surprise here. That's not what I'm at all – I don't even want to say alarmed by, but concerned by. Like, Newton's going to be limited today, and I won't be shocked if he's limited Friday, and then he's inactive for Sunday. I do not expect him to play this week.
Mm-hmm.
And in a vacuum, I don't think that's that big of a deal because you have John Allen and Daron Payne ahead of him. They'll be able to elevate this dude Sheldon Day from the practice squad Saturday night. Like, okay, it all works, right? Tampa runs the ball pretty well. Rashad White had a good season last year, even if the analytics community thinks he gets too many carries and not enough explosive plays. Whatever. The concern to me is that Daron Payne's also on the injury report. Daron Payne, yesterday, back. The injury is listed as his back, and he was limited. Payne's a pro. He's done this a long time. Mm-hmm. It's week one. I expect him to go. But you don't love to see that, especially with a back.
Yeah. But the thing of it is, and I said this maybe 2 days ago, they didn't play in preseason. So when you start playing football, you go through the natural things of football. You get little ailments here, ailments there, but as you stated, he's a pro. He's been here a while. He can deal with it probably. The rookie that comes in may not be able to deal with certain things.
Right.
So, like you said, you expect Daron to go. I expect him to go. But I also expect him and John, even Bobby, for the first 3 to 4 games, they may have to deal with stuff now that everybody else dealt with before. Because they already practiced. They already played in 3 preseason games, 2 for the most part. So now they're going through it. I mean, they're human beings.
Right.
They're not machines. So, when you start it, you got to go through those natural things.
They are thin at the D-tackle spot, though. If, like, you got Allen and Mathis, then Newton and Payne. Those are your 4 D-tackles.
Yeah.
2 of them are on the week 1 injury report. 1 fully expected. The other, I think this is, I don't want people to be concerned about this, but you don't like to see Daron Payne on the week 1 injury report with a back thing.
You don't like seeing it, but I mean, I'll be honest, man. That Wednesday report sometimes is kind of like that first 53-man roster they put out.
The first depth chart?
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I agree with that. I bet by Friday he'll be full. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One guy that Mariota's still on this thing. When he missed time in the preseason, we heard it was the groin. He's now on the injury report, limited with a chest injury. I don't know what to make of that, but in the 2 months Marcus Mariota's been putting on this uniform, there's been a groin and now a chest.
Uh-huh.
Trent Scott, also in the injury report, with a knee, and they said he was limited. B, I don't know if you saw, if you, I think you were here that day, but I don't know if you were taping stuff or what. The brace I saw Scott in a couple, maybe 10 days ago or so, it was a no-joke brace, and it looked significant, and it was mid-thigh to ankle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going to happen there with Trent Scott, but then if you're considering your tackle depth, Coleman, you hope, is starting at left tackle for you, right?
Uh-huh.
Coming back from this shoulder, pec, perhaps a labrum injury. So, naturally, his backup, or maybe even the guy that ends up starting in Cornelius Lucas. The other side, you've got Wiley, who is not on the injury report. Again, a veteran player, has done this a long time. But Wiley missed most of preseason. And then you've got Scott backing him up, who's on the injury report with this knee thing. The edges of the O-line and the interior of the D-line go into week one with some, there were already question marks, frankly, but these are some new question marks.
Yeah, but the thing of it, they had a lot of guys practicing and playing at positions just in case. And like for me, I think every team is going into the league with somebody in some position where you're concerned about it. I'm not overly concerned about this right now. Because you know what? They put together a team, and they got the people that they felt should be making this football team. And if those guys can't go, the guys behind them need to be stepping up. I mean, once they get into the game, we'll figure that out. We'll see what's going on. But injury reports are injury reports. And I know what the new rules are, but I know a lot of coaches play around with their injury report, just like a lot of them do. They can, if they say
Friday's the one that matters.
Yeah.
Friday's
so if this is happening Friday, then I'll have a level of concern. Today, I don't care.
If it's happening Friday, I think there'd be significant concerns. But the thing with Mariota, during the portion that the media was out there yesterday, which is just individual drills, and for quarterbacks generally just means standing around throwing, he didn't even go through those. Now, I have less concern there because the plan is for Mariota not to play anyway.
Yeah.
But
well, I think that young man, Driscoll, he did enough in preseason to where I think they're comfortable if he had to go in and finish up a game.
Sure. And, dude, for a billion different reasons that have nothing to do with Jeff Driscoll or Marcus Mariota, let's hope to God we're not seeing anybody but Jaden Daniels in Tampa. Okay, I want to have a discussion. I want the boys in the aquarium, I want the two of us, and then we're going to open these phone lines up. Because yesterday we wanted to open phones, it just got so damn crowded once these practices start, and we got news coming in, there's going to be news around the league. Jamar Chase might be getting a deal done. Like, there's just so much happening, right? As we look at this Commanders football team, as we consider all the spectrum of options of what could unfold this season, there's a level of confidence you can have in some of these guys and a level of unease you can have in some of these guys. Who are you most confident in on the Commanders roster? Who are you least confident in on the Commanders roster? Let us know. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Your calls, our answers, next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, like that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.